It's Friday, so it's time for our Majestic Movie Review with Eddie from Jordan and Eddie's Movie Blog. How you doing, mate?
I'm good, thanks, Andrew. How are you today?
Not too bad. Today you're having a look at the film Morbius. Let's listen to the trailer.
Michael Morbius.
You've been given a gift.
Not exactly.
Time to let go of what you used to be. Discover who you're meant to be.
All our lives we've lived with death. Why shouldn't they know what it feels like for a change?
Just accept who you are.
The bad guy.
Anything starring Jared Leto is going to be a little confusing, and I've got to say I am confused. What's Morbius all about, Eddie?
Yeah, so this is a new collaboration between Marvel and Sony. So it's a comic book adaptation. It's certainly not coming out of the Marvel production wheelhouse. It's one of these weird products of Marvel's that are actually owned by Sony, who purchased the rights to some of these characters years and years ago. And it follows, yeah, Jared Leto's biochemist, Dr. Michael Morbius, who is suffering from, you know, some severe disabilities and potentially a short lifespan. And he ends up becoming a vampire hybrid when he tries to cure himself with a rare blood found in bats. So, you know, you don't mess with bats. There's a lesson here to be had. And, yeah, Jared Leto is, as you would expect, very much overacting in a film that should probably never have seen the light of day.
Given what's happened with the pandemic, anything referencing bats is going to be intriguing and challenging. What's good about Morbius?
Not much. Look, this film was delayed 6 times. It was supposed to come out a number of different times throughout the last couple of years. And look, well, let's just say that I feel like having this extra time might have been beneficial for someone to say, you know what, this film is not very good, but what we actually get is a $75 million film that has got a kind of video game-like CGI, amateur script, very poorly acted by virtually everyone involved, including Leto, who I think has been off the boil over the last couple of years in a big way. And yeah, we get probably what I would say is absolutely one of the worst Marvel films. Again, it's not a Marvel production film, but they are associated. It's one of their characters, and very strange to get such an average film out of the Marvel wheelhouse.
Well, especially when you consider, all right, Jared Leto, say what you like, but surrounded by some decent acting talent, Michael Keaton, Jared Harris, and Matt Smith of Doctor Who fame.
Yeah, and look, I must say, out of all those actors, the one that stands out as at least having a go and seemingly having fun is Matt Smith. He's probably been finding himself a little bit typecast as the villain over the last couple of years in Hollywood films, but look, he does have a lot of fun as a character. I'm not joking, his name is Milo. Milo is the villain of this film and a friend of Dr. Michael Morbius. And yeah, look, Matt Smith almost feels like he's walked in from a different film. He's bringing at least a little bit of life to a film that desperately needs it. I mean, this is drab, dreary, and just paint-by-numbers filmmaking at the very worst. And credit to Smith. He at least has a go, and I can't say that about many of the other people involved.
Let me guess, it's one of these occasions where the superhero is torn and he's staring, you know, up into the distance, and he doesn't know which way to go, and he's just totally obsessed with his situation. Is it something like that?
It is a little bit like that, and I think even more detrimentally to the film, what we get is it's quite a short film at around 100 minutes. It goes by relatively quickly, thankfully. Otherwise, I think, you know, there would have been a lot more walkouts happening. But, yeah, one of the big problems is we get these tiny little snippets of backstory about, you know, Michael's history and where he's become to, but the film just starts. All of a sudden, he's experimenting with this blood kind of condition, and next thing you know, he's a vampire, and nothing's ever really given time, and particularly the character himself as of Michael Morbius, he just isn't well drawn out, he isn't well explored, and you know, by the end of it, we're kind of wondering, you know, why am I supposed to care about this guy? And that's very rare for, again, a Marvel film. We've always done quite a good job of establishing their characters and making us actually care.
So what's your rating for Morbius?
Yeah, this is a very, very bad film. I'm actually shocked that it was allowed to be released like it is. I'm giving this one 0.5 out of 5. It's a very low point in the careers of many people involved.
Wow, that is an Eddie kicking. I don't think you've ever gone as low as that before, mate. You really don't like that one.
No, this is bad. I would say, you know, everyone save your money. Wait till it comes out to streaming and, maybe save your Marvel dolls for Doctor Strange in a few months.
Goodness me. Well, we'll look forward to talking about something that's hopefully a little bit better next week when Eddie joins us for another Majestic Movie Review. Thanks, mate.
No problems at all, Andrew. Speak then.